Germany's capital, Berlin, has 3 opera houses for its 3.5 million residents, all funded by the government. Some diehard opera fans say even 3 is not enough. But one of the opera houses may soon be on the chopping block, and as NPR's Emily Harris reports, that very idea is stirring a passionate political debate.
At Berlin's Staatsoper, the orchestra and crowd are warming up for a performance of Tosca. It's a Wednesday night. The house is about 2/3 full, with fans wearing everything from fur to low-rider jeans. But clouding this and almost every opera performance in Berlin these days is the question of whether the government will keep footing the bill. Klaus Geitel, a longtime Berlin opera critic, says it absolutely must.
We are Europeans. We can't live without Beethoven and Verdi and Wagner and all this. If I would be president of state, I would open 2 new opera houses in Berlin. 5.
But he's up against, among others, Berlin's finance minister, Thilo Zaratin. Zaratin says the city would have to close 7 opera houses just to come up with enough money for the interest on Berlin's debt.
Yeah, the problem is we have too much culture and we have too little money. And I think that we have at least 1 opera too many.
Reuniting East and West Berlin gave the city 3 major opera houses. Each has its own political baggage that makes it difficult to decide which could go. The Staatsoper, the old Prussian royal opera, was the jewel of East Berlin's official culture. The Deutsche Oper, started by Berlin's pre-war bourgeoisie, became a prime West Berlin arts status symbol. The Komische Oper opened after World War II in the East, designed to bring opera to the masses. Komische Oper performances are exclusively in German. Reunification also left Berlin with no solid tax base. Eastern industry couldn't survive, and the subsidies that had propped up West Berlin faded. Cutting cultural spending is just one way politicians are now trying to save. At the Deutsche Oper, government payments have stayed the same for the past decade while costs have risen. Spokesperson Antje Müller says almost 1/3 of the Deutsche Oper staff was let go. Now, she says, a lack of money is affecting artistic decisions.
For example, we said to a young composer, please write us an opera about the Odyssey. And contracts were made and it should be staged next season. And now we have to, it's not cancelled yet, but they said, okay, we can't do it next year because we can't pay the composer and we can't pay the production.
In Germany, cities traditionally foot the bill for the arts. But in 2001, the federal government did raise musician wages at the Staatsoper, acceding to a personal request of conductor Daniel Barenboim. That didn't sit well at the other operas. More recently, Barenboim has threatened to quit if a merger goes through. What to do about state-funded opera is so politically charged that discussions happen, truly, behind closed doors in smoke-filled rooms. Just before Christmas, opera directors and Berlin's culture minister, Thomas Flierl, spent an entire Sunday in a grueling final round of negotiations. Reporters waited outside hours for an announcement.
Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren.
The result, 2 rival plans, both of which would keep all 3 opera houses open. These will soon be debated in city council, along with the proposal to close 1. Culture Minister Flierl made it clear he'd rather not do that.
Ich plädiere eher für das Stiftungsmodell.
He says he wants to set up 1 government organization that would oversee all 3 opera houses. Administratively, they'd be coordinated, but artistically, they would stay independent. The culture minister is hoping to avoid 3 versions of the magic flute playing all on 1 night. But Friedrichshausen, opera watcher for the newspaper Der Tagesspiegel, is skeptical that Berlin's opera houses could retain artistic independence under 1 financial czar.
Is it possible to really to have an artistic director who is free in his decisions when you have somebody above who decides, yes, you will be able to use 200 hours of decoration making for this production and not more. The question is it possible to have a manager on top, or is it necessary to have an artist on top?
4 years ago, then-cultural minister Christoph Stölzl also proposed merging parts of Berlin's beloved operas along the lines of what his successor is doing now. But this time, Stölzl thinks opera directors and the opera-loving public might be able to accept change.
I would say the specific opera house milieu worldwide was not aware how bad things are financially in Berlin. They had illusions that, oh, we have to pay that. Things got worse, and now the milieu is a little bit wiser than it has been before.
Perhaps, or perhaps the fight will go on and end badly, as many operas do. One Berlin opera buff fears it may end like Act One of Verdi's La Forza del Destino, The Force of Destiny. A trio of father, daughter, and her lover are having a fight. A gun accidentally goes off. When the smoke clears, one is dead. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.